listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the power of bitterness. I'm going to read you from 2 Samuel chapter 16, verses 21 and 22, where we read this. And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines, whom he has left to keep your house, and all Israel will hear that you are abhorred by your father. Then the hands of all who are with you will be strong." So they pitched a tent for Absalom on the top of the house, and Absalom went into his father's concubines in the sight of all Israel. Everyone knew that Ahithophel was the wisest man in the kingdom of Israel. He enjoyed the position of chief counselor to King David, and he used his position well. He was so respected for his advice that when Ahithophel gave advice, they said it was just as if God had spoken. Then came the problem with his granddaughter. A wealthy man with enough political power to cover up his sin took advantage of Ahithophel's granddaughter. It wasn't easy to cover it all up. Eventually, the powerful man put the husband of Ahithophel's granddaughter to death, and he married the granddaughter. In some ways, the young woman seemed to be fine, but her grandfather Ahithophel knew something was taken from her, something that could never be replaced. A root of bitterness started growing towards the powerful man, and Ahithophel came to hate him. Ahithophel's the grandfather. Bathsheba is the granddaughter. David is the powerful man. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 3 tells us that Bathsheba's father was Eliam, one of David's mighty men. And this also means that her grandfather was Ahithophel, according to 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 34, and chapter 15, verse 12. Therefore, when Ahithophel saw David's son Absalom overthrow the government of his father, he joined with the traitor, and he went against David. Absalom was delighted to have the wisest man in the kingdom on his side, and he asked him to help establish his kingdom, making the break with his former government of his father David. In response, we read, Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines." Ahithophel told Absalom to do something so offensive that it would eliminate any possibility of reconciliation with David. Ahithophel felt that this strong statement would give courage to Absalom's followers. In the ancient world, taking the king's concubines was not only an act of immorality, it was also an act of treason. This was a way for Absalom to not only replace David, but to completely repudiate his father. And just like everyone else, Absalom followed Ahithophel's advice completely. Our text says, they pitched a tent for Absalom on the top of the house, and Absalom went into his father's concubines. This disgraceful act says a lot about Absalom, who actually did it. But it also says a lot about Ahithophel, who must have had a strange sense of satisfaction in seeing David's women violated in a similar way to how his granddaughter Bathsheba was violated. This shows the power of bitterness. Ahithophel was willing to see these women abused, to see Absalom grievously sin, and to see the kingdom of Israel suffer greatly simply to satisfy his longing for bitter revenge. Ahithophel had a well-deserved reputation for giving counsel almost as good as God, but in this case, his counsel was foolish and destructive. It was foolish and destructive because God answered David's prayer by prompting Ahithophel to give this foolish counsel and for Absalom to take that counsel. Most of all, it was foolish and destructive because it was motivated by bitterness. Bitterness has the power to turn our best qualities sour. Friend, has a root of bitterness grown down into your soul, spreading its dangerous poison? It's not too late. Let God take out that root of bitterness that poisons even your very best qualities. You can talk to God about that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.